Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this Saturday morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located on the lower level of our building at 101 Pier Street. And as you've heard me say before, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce likes to think of this organization as Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101, Community Improvement 101. And as we're now into the fall academic season, Econ 101, Art 101, History 101, those are what our kids are engaged with. And this morning, we're engaged with someone in education. Before we get to our guest, I want to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United, and also our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, who's back in the studio this morning mixing the board for us. And when I say us, I'm referring to my guest as well. My guest is Chad Jansen, the superintendent of the Sergeant Bluff School District. Chad, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be here.
Hard to believe, but I think you've been here a couple of years already, and this is your first time on our program.
Yeah, this is the start of year number three. It's really quite amazing to think I've been here for 3 years already.
It's gone quickly, and I bet your kids are growing up and a little bit taller than when you showed up.
Yeah, my youngest has grown, what, 8 inches since we moved here.
Yeah, well, that means that this is good living here.
That's right.
And we'll get into your family in a little bit, Chad, but wanted to begin, as we do each Saturday morning, by introducing you to the listening audience, and we generally begin with a very straightforward question. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in Butterfield, Minnesota, a little town. I actually graduated with 18 kids in high school.
Okay, now, I went to college in Minnesota. Uh-huh. I have never heard of Butterfield.
Yeah, Butterfield is right in the middle of Worthington and Mankato on Highway 60. So if you head to the Twin Cities that way, you go
I've
right
I've driven
by
through Butterfield, and how yes. did I miss it?
Well, there's a big sign that says Home of the Threshing Bee, and it's amazing how many people know that there's this big threshing bee that happens there in August.
And when you were a kid, what was the population of Butterfield, Minnesota?
I think about 800 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mother is from a town about that size, the mighty metropolis of Fonda, Iowa.
Very good. Yeah, people always tell me they grew up, you know, they graduated with a small class and they had 70 kids in their class or something. Well, that's not small.
So you were 17.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. How'd you rank academically in your class?
I was number three.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, we try our best while we're in high school.
Yes, and tell me what it was like to grow up in Butterfield, Minnesota. Did you grow up in a rural setting or in town?
Yeah, so I grew up on the family farm. I grew up in the house that my dad grew up in. My dad and my uncle farmed together for years. I grew up close with my cousins. There's, you know, I'm one of 25 on my dad's side of the family, but you know, my cousins that we grew up with at our dad's farm together, we were all like brothers and sisters. So
yeah, that's awesome. So what kind of crops? What kind of ag?
Yeah, it was corn and soybeans. We didn't have any animals.
The livestock.
The livestock were gone long before I ever came around.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you a kid that had to get up early and do chores?
You know, there's a lot of picking rock, a lot of walking and riding beans, you know, and then I got older, then it started to till up some of the land in the fall and those sorts of things.
Any detasseling corn?
I have never detasseled corn, but my wife did.
I did, and it's an awful job.
That's what she always told me.
Oh, it's an awful job. Get up early. I suppose I was 13, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. Somebody's probably going to complain and say, no, you had to be a minimum of 14 or 15, I don't remember.
Right.
I just remember we'd come down to the Sioux City Auditorium parking lot, mm-hmm. and they would pick us up in school buses and drive us 45 minutes to an hour in any direction, and we would get out covered in trash bags to keep us dry.
Yeah.
And my job was always full pull. It was never checking to see if somebody else had done a good job. Mm-hmm. It was full pull, which means every single stalk, and that was work.
Yeah, I remember walking beans when I was really little. I don't know how old we got started. You know, our dads would have a machete, and all of us would get a hoe, and away we would go, and you'd be soaked from the waist down from the dew in the morning. Eventually, that got replaced by the bean rider.
You know, I will say this. I think that is what helped instill the work ethic mm-hmm. that we're so proud of here in the Midwest. I walked beans as a kid. They gave me a machete at 14 years old, and I remember trying to cut through a sunflower once, and I cut right into my ankle. And I thought, you're kind of an idiot,
right?
You know, but that's how we learn.
Right. Well, or I think about the times we sat on the bean rider spraying Roundup in the air in the wind. Like, what were we doing? What were our parents putting us through?
Without a mask.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Seems like you've turned out okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 on the FM dial. Our guest on Grow Siouxland this morning is Chad Jansen, who serves as the superintendent of the Sergeant Bluff Luton Community School District. And Chad, what kind of sports were you involved with as a high school student in Butterfield, Minnesota?
Yeah, so I played basketball and baseball growing up.
I knew you were a basketball player. Right? How tall are you?
6'7".
6'7". You better be a hooper.
Yeah, I get that question. Did you play basketball? Well, I used to.
And they look at me at 5'9 and say, you must have been a wrestler.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So what position did you play?
Yeah, I played forward and center. That was a big part of who I was growing up. It took me off. Took me off to college to play some basketball in college. So
we'll get there. Yeah. Are you a baseball pitcher as well?
I was not a pitcher.
First baseman.
I played outfield and third.
No way. Yeah. Guy, your size should be pitching or playing first base.
Well, we had a lefty and I was a righty, so somebody else was over at first base.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's a great game.
It is.
I've grown more fond of baseball, watching my kids play and learning more about the sport. But so you go off to college and you play basketball. Where'd you go to school?
Yeah, so I started at Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, across the hill from Mankato State.
Okay.
And I was there for 2 years. It was just a two-year school at the time, and now it's a four-year school. Some benefactor died and left them a bunch of money, and now it's a four-year school. So after 2 years, then I transferred to Augustana and played basketball there.
Now, two Augustanas,
mm-hmm.
one in Sioux Falls, one in Rock Island. Yes. I'm going to guess Sioux Falls.
The one in Sioux Falls, that is correct.
And what did you study when you were in college?
I was a history major.
And did you always plan on going into education?
I did. It's, you know, I think starting when I was a sophomore in high school, I was tutoring kids down in the elementary. I did it as a junior, I did it as a senior. And I'm one of those rare people that decided early on what they wanted to be and ended up doing that.
Yeah, that's terrific. And did you hope to coach as well?
Yeah, actually, you know, I started coaching when I was a senior in high school. I coached the little kids basketball team in Butterfield. I coached a junior high team when I was at Augustana. And, you know, I just loved it. I just knew I wanted to work with kids.
You know, Butterfield, Minnesota sounds like a made-up town in a movie.
Yeah.
But it's legit.
It's legit. It's real.
Yeah. How's the population today?
I think it's a little smaller than it was when I grew up. But you know, I go back. My dad's still there, so I go back often enough to go see my dad.
That's fantastic. Speaking of your father, tell me about your family.
Yeah. So my dad, you know, he grew up in a family of eight kids, and you know, when I look at my uncle and my dad, my uncle was the brawn and my uncle was the brains and my dad was the brawn of the outfit. I've heard lots of stories about the Jansen brothers growing up, and I've told my dad, you know, as a superintendent, I'm not sure we would have gotten along very well.
Yeah. So that explains when you come from, you know, a family where your father was one of eight, that explains the 25 cousins.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he grew up in a big family. I have lots of fond memories growing up with
my cousins.
And he's
still with us.
He is, yes. Yep, he's actually in assisted living now over the last year or so, but he's doing pretty well. My mom passed a few years ago from cancer, but, you know, loved my mom. You know, she a lot of who I am is who my mom was.
And you're a father today. Tell me about your own family.
Yeah, so my wife, Luann, she is a Brandon, South Dakota native, and she's a nurse. I have two boys. Evan is a sophomore at USD. He wants to be a PA someday, and he's running track, fours and eights. Don't know how we landed on track because I only ran when the coach blew his whistle. And my son, Dylan, is a junior at SBL, and he wants to be an architect someday.
And any sports for the younger one?
Yes. Well, so Evan played basketball in college, ran cross country as well. And Dylan is a basketball player and a tennis player. And tennis he picked up with his friends here when we got to SBL a few years ago.
Awesome. it's great to see tennis emerging again, kind of having a rebirth. And,
yeah.
And quite honestly, the tennis center in South Sioux City has been a great addition, and we're seeing some real promising kids up and coming. Tell us a little bit about Luann and how many years you've been together.
Yeah, we've been married for 27 years. We met at Augustana, sort of a whirlwind thing. We met, and 10 months later, we were engaged and married and moved to California 3 months later.
And what did you do in California for a short spell?
Yeah, I got a job at Los Angeles Lutheran Junior Senior High School as my first teaching job.
All right, now what persuades a kid from a town of 800 to go to LA?
Yeah, my wife had cousins there that she stayed with after high school for 2 weeks, and she always wanted to go back out there. And I wanted to go someplace bigger and different and didn't really care where it was. And there was a person from California Lutheran University on sabbatical doing informal interviews for Lutheran high schools on the West Coast.
And so it all worked.
All worked out.
You're listening to Grow Sioux Land. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. Our guest today is the superintendent of schools for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Community School District, Chad Jansen. Chad, originally from Butterfield, Minnesota, and now in his third year as the superintendent for SBL. In the second half of the program, we're going to visit with Chad about what compelled him to take the opportunity in Sergeant Bluff and what his vision for the future of this school district is. We'll be right back with Chad Jansen after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Hoekstra, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you on this Saturday morning from our radio studio in the lower level of the Chamber of Commerce in the heart of downtown Sioux City, our guest today, the superintendent of the Sergeant Bluff Luton Community School District, Chad Jansen. And Chad, we learned a little bit about your background. You grew up in Minnesota, involved in baseball and basketball in high school, and continued to play basketball through college, a short stint in LA, and then kind of coming back to this part of the country. I know that there was a job in Northwest Iowa before Sergeant Bluff. Tell us quickly about that one.
Yeah, so before I came to SBL, I was in Rock Valley, Iowa for 11 years as a superintendent there.
And we certainly want to send our very best to the people of Rock Valley, yes. Rock Rapids, other communities, Spencer up in Northwest Iowa. Very difficult and challenging summer, and want them to know that our thoughts and prayers remain with them as they recover from devastating flooding.
Absolutely. A lot of good people, a lot of fond memories in Rock Valley. And when the flood hit again this summer, my heart just went out to them. I was there in 2014, you know, the last 100-year flood.
Yeah. Wonderful people in that part of our state, and we wish them the very best. Chad, we want to talk a little bit about your vision for the Sergeant Bluff Luton School District. And one way that perhaps we can frame this conversation is talking about the past, the present, and the future. And beginning with the past, tell us what you saw in Sergeant Bluff that compelled you to apply for a position that I know you were quite pleased with and enjoying in Rock Valley.
Yeah, my family and I, we were very happy in Rock Valley. And actually, you know, my wife and I had moved enough where we had planned to stay in Rock Valley until our kids were done and graduated. And the one exception to that was the job at Sergeant Bluff Luton. As I got to learn about Sergeant Bluff through conversations with Dr. Earlywine, I met him probably 10 years ago through some joint superintendent activities as we visited different schools. And I joke with him now. I said, I thought we were the same age. And one day he started talking about his grandkids. I'm like, wait a minute. How old are you?
Now, wait a minute. You know, Earlywine still has jet black hair.
Exactly.
And I'm not happy about that at all, right? I look like a snow-capped white mountain.
Right.
And he's got a number of years on me. So must be clean living for Rod Earlywine.
Absolutely. And so, you know, when I discovered that our ages weren't the same like I perhaps thought they were, I thought, okay, so his timeline's different than mine. And so perhaps, you know, if that job came open, that my wife and I would have to sit down and consider, because it's a school just like SBL, that job doesn't come open very often.
Yeah. So we send our greetings to Rod Earlywine. Many people don't know this about Rod. Two-time state wrestling champion.
Yes, yes.
And also wrestled at Drake when they still had a wrestling program. So always fond to hear about people who were former wrestlers that have done well. So good morning to Rod Earlywine. What did you see that said, I really think that this is going to be a great place for our family?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things from, you know, for our kids, certainly it's a great community to live in, to play in, but to work in as well. But, you know, the academic achievement of the school district, it's one of the highest achieving school districts in the state of Iowa. And certainly that's for our kids, that's very appealing. But as the superintendent of schools, that's also very appealing. And the activities that they have fit very well with our kids, and some we didn't even know about until we got here in tennis with our youngest son, Dylan.
How was the transition?
The transition was great, really. You know, I knew some of the people. Actually, the board president, Jeff Wright, is from the Rock Valley, Boyne Hall area, so I knew his family very well. But everybody was so welcoming when we arrived, whether it was myself or my wife or our kids. Our kids formed friends quickly. It was just a really simple transition.
So things look good on paper. Mm-hmm. You're looking at their past history. You now have responsibility for the present. How are things today?
I think things are going really well. You know, one of the group of people that have helped me the most, frankly, is probably the administrative team. When I got here, just a lot of experience, probably 15 years plus by every administrator in the district. So they really knew the history of how things have been done in Sergeant Bluff, Luton. So they've super been great to work with, for sure. But things are certainly headed in a positive direction, as they always have been.
Well, and that's a great segue into covering the past, the present. What is your vision as the superintendent for the future of this school district?
Yeah, this year we've started to talk about SBL as strength and build lead. Whether we're talking about our students, our staff, our instruction, our community, we want to strengthen what we're doing, we want to build new things, and we want to be leaders in our community.
Well, and I know that education today, a little bit different than it was a couple generations ago. Reading, writing, and arithmetic remain a priority. But academics now includes a focus on the arts and athletics and other types of activities.
Career and tech ed.
Tell us about those programs.
Yeah, so career and tech ed is something that's really near and dear to my heart. When I was in Rock Valley, we started a student-run manufacturing business right inside the school. Built a 10,000 square foot shop. Half of what they did was subcontracting work for area businesses, because manufacturing is a big deal in Rock Valley. And the other half of what they did is they did metal fabrication for farmers and area businesses.
Yeah. Tell us about the importance of arts and athletics and other activities complementing the classroom work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the kids that are involved in activities tend to do better in school, and kids just, they need to find a way to be connected to school. Even if the academic side of school isn't their thing, by being involved in things, they just get more invested in the school, their friends, the community, their teachers, and the lessons that they learn, whether it's in band or in football or volleyball, are lessons they're going to take with them for the rest of their life.
A lot of good things going on. I assume that there are some challenges as well. Mm-hmm. And I know that teacher recruiting is part of that.
Absolutely. You know, every year there's some sort of hiring process that you go through, and there's just fewer people that are going into teaching. You know, teaching can be a very challenging job on some days. And so there's fewer people that we're looking for. So everybody's hiring at the same time. So finding highly qualified teachers is definitely a challenge. But I do think at Sergeant Bluff, it's a destination for people. At Sergeant Bluff, you get hired and they don't leave unless they are going home. So that's certainly one challenge. Another challenge is there are some demographic shifts that are occurring in Sergeant Bluff. Our free and reduced population is over 30% as a district for the first time in the last couple of years. Our English language learner population has doubled from 60-some students to 130-some students in the last 2 years.
So I would not have known that, mm-hmm. but for you sharing that.
Yes, most people don't.
And I know that creates some real budget pressure as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the resources to address the challenges that are emerging?
Yeah, you know, school funding is always a challenge, right? So, you know, I think it's that balance between schools wanting more and finding ways to use the resources that we do have creatively. You know, I think the last challenge that we face, which isn't anything new to Sergeant Bluff, is school district facilities. Certainly that's been something that they've been working on for probably the better part of 15 to 18 years now.
And you talk about the challenges for facilities. I know that there have been referendi in the past in the community. Anything on the horizon?
Yeah, so actually we have a referendum planned for this November. And there's been a lot of work. It's been really 2 years in the making. A lot of listening has been happening, and that's the bulk of the work that's been done. It's been a community group that did a lot of listening. We had listening sessions, but this community group met 9 different times a couple summers ago to learn about our facilities. And it was interesting looking at that process because I didn't participate in a lot of it. And a lot of people said, gosh, we need a new high school. But by the time they get done, they said, you know, their main direction to the district was the primary building shouldn't be a part of our future at SBL.
Other challenges that you see on the horizon for the continued growth of the school district?
You know, I think finding the right amount of the types of programs that our kids need. You know, we have really strong AP programs, and we've grown those since I've been there. But also meeting the needs of all students. And so we've been looking at career and technical education and the facilities that we have. When you think about the types of high-tech programs that are out there when you enter the workforce, whether that's HVAC, electrical, manufacturing is a high-tech industry now. And so trying to meet the needs of those kids, so that's part of our plan too, is to build a new career and tech ed facility.
Is it as difficult right now to find coaches as it is to find teachers?
Yes. Sometimes it can be more challenging. You know, even though there's fewer people going into teachers, but even fewer of those teachers are going into coaching. It's a challenging thing to find people to want to, you know, it's a tough job. Sometimes parents can be difficult when you're coaching because everybody's a basketball coach. I was a basketball coach once upon a time because everybody, I always thought it'd be great to coach volleyball because I have no idea why they go where they go on the court.
Yeah.
You know, but as we look forward here in the coming month, we're just looking for people to, you know, if they can find a way to support the process that we've been going through. And we just ask people to be informed and then go vote. That's all, you know, that's what we're looking for. We want people to be informed as possible.
And Chad, what do you hope your legacy is years from now when you're no longer the superintendent? What do you want to look back on and say, hey, you know, we really did some good things?
Yeah, you know, I've talked about this publicly, actually, when the city has their communication events that they do a couple times a year. And I've just said, you know, I just want people to say that Mr. Jansen cared about kids. That's it.
That's an awesome way to wrap up. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today, the superintendent of the Sergeant Bluff Luton Community School District, Chad Jansen. Chad, thanks for spending some of your Saturday with us.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate being here.
We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Go out and make it a great weekend.